Anyway, my name is Wendell Kaehu. I'm requesting your consideration to represent the Native Hawaiian as governor of the state of Hawaii. I want to say mahalo to Robin and the staff and all the people from the outer islands, especially because we all came in. And I want to say aloha to Ōlelo Television. I work for Nalio on the Big Island. Same thing what they're doing. I was born and raised in Honolulu. I attended Lanakila High School Elementary, Kuanakoa Intermediate with all those Papakulea guys. I graduated from Farrington High School in 1960. I joined the U.S. Navy, served under Admiral McCain, and he was a commander for the Pacific Fleet just before the Vietnam War started. I worked in his public information office, so I got a bug for radio and television. When I came back out of the service, I joined Aloha Airlines. Worked for Aloha Airlines a couple of years, then I moved on to Johnson Island, Holmes and Harvest. Then I moved to the island of Hawaii. That was a wonderful trip, moving over to Oahu. I mean, the big island, Paneva. I worked for Coca-Cola, Suisan, an air cargo operation. Also was cultivation supervisor for Puna Sugar before they closed. And also work for Nalio Community Television like Ōlelo. And I want to thank everybody coming here today. I raised my family, wife, two daughters, two sons in Paneva, Hawaiian Homes Hilo, 20 acres. And we worked. So none of my kids want to be farmers anymore. They worked hard, feeding the pigs and everything else, but 20 acres. I got my 20 acres, first 10 acres from Billy Beamer when Ariyoshi was the first term Ariyoshi and Billy Beamer. And as far as I'm concerned, Billy Beamer was the best. All us Hawaiians had financial problems. We had bankrupt divorce. She gave us a chance. I built two radio stations on the island of Hawaii. The first was Kahu AM in Paneva. The second radio station was about 5 years ago. I built the FM station in Pahala, Kau. I attended Hawaii Community College after my kids all grown up at age 53. I graduated with an AA degree, liberal arts, and I continued on to the University of Hawaii Hilo. I graduated with a BA in communication, a BA in political science, and a minor in economics. I co-chaired the Veterans Day Parade in Hilo, the first ever since the war ended, the first 7 years, then now it's rolling along. I'm very proud to be a Hawaiian, and I participated in the Mary Monarch in the Royal Court last year. I was really proud of that. Thank you.
First question asked. The disproportionate per pupil allocation awarded by the state to charter schools continues to be a concern across the state. What solutions do you propose to address charter school needs for permanent facilities and parity in funding?
Okay, I'll tell you about charter. You know, public school, I came out from public school. Charter school, to me, the students in charter school are the same ohana from us. The charter school, they're trying to ice the charter school out. I'm going to make sure charter school and public school have the same funding. A good example was Puna. When the Puna, a lot of 20-something kids would be failing, the vice principal came out of the public school and he organized a charter school in Puna. He saved almost 30-something kids. That was a start of my introduction to charter school because I filmed that operation. And I said, charter school and the public school, they're the same entity, the same ohana like us, and they should be treated fairly. Thank you.
More than 22,000 Native Hawaiians are spending their lives on the wait list to receive land awarded under the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act of 1921. Too many simply die on the list, never receiving an award. These homestead land awards can be made for a residential, farming, or ranching lot with or without infrastructure. As governor, what is your plan to eliminate barriers within the state government at DHHL to issue not hundreds, but thousands of lease awards during the next four-year term?
You said our number is 22,000?
Correct.
Yeah. I've been on Hawaiian Homes land again 30 years. 30 years of disaster. The 22,000, I promise you, in 2 years, I'll get all of them on the land. The trouble with Hawaiian Homes, when you apply, you have to show your financial status. That eliminates 50% of the Hawaiians. Next, restriction. You know, we get rid of the financial application and help the Hawaiians. I got my 10 acre, my first 10 acre from Billy Beamer. I was bankrupt and divorced. And even Ariyoshi jumped in and supported me. There was 10 of us in Paniewa that was busted. And they gave us a chance. The main thing we could do, the monthly payment for our loan. And she gave me a $25,000 loan. But, of course, you got to do your homework. And you have to get farm outline, what you're going to do with a farm, ranch, or whatever you're going to do. And she supported me. So I can't see why not we've got to restrict people because of their financial situation. Thank you.
So this is question number 28. The visitor demographic is changing globally, wherein tourists are looking for more authentic experiences. The Hawaii Tourism Authority is funded at upwards of $80 million annually, yet a tiny percentage is dedicated to investing in Native Hawaiian culture. As governor, how would you ensure that the HTA moves away from the plastic marketing of Hawaii and invests in more culturally authentic experiences, including greater investment from HTA into local watersheds, environments, county parks, cultural practices, and the like?
You're talking about HTA? Hawaii Visitors?
I'm talking about Hawaii Tourism Authority, okay, HTA.
That group and organization is a joke. It's a joke, I tell you. The reason why I said, look at that friend Holloway from Waianae. Those clowns didn't even support him. They wanted $6,000 to bring Holloway down here. Yet they pay $5 million for the two Super Bowl each year. Because Holloway is not part of that so-called society, I get a chance. I'm going to find out how I can terminate all of them and replace them.
Question number 14. Simply stated and directly, one of the top health care priorities of Native Hawaiian organizations that convene at the CNHA convention is to increase access to drug rehabilitation facilities and services, especially on the neighbor islands. There are far too few against the siege of drug destruction to our Hawaiian families. As governor, what are your thoughts and plans to address this issue aside from drug enforcement?
Can you read that again?
Yes. Quite simply and directly, one of the top health care priorities of Native Hawaiian organizations is to increase access to drug rehabilitation facilities and services,
okay, I got it.
Especially on the neighbor islands.
Is Robin here? Robin, the sister? You know, I'll be a new governor, and I'm going to work closely with your organization and get input from you guys. I'm not going to get no input from the Hawaiian Homes employees that come out to us in Paniewa and tell us how to farm, and those clowns don't even have a knowledge of how to farm. I had enough of them. But Robin, the information that you guys work together, I'm going to make sure Hawaiian Homes is going to listen to you. They better listen to me, otherwise they'll be out. Thank you.
Question 18. The current DHHL leadership believes that before Native Hawaiians can add a tiny home or ADU to their farm, ranch, or residential lot, they must place even more administrative rules over Native Hawaiians. When in fact, HAR 10-3-34 already allows DHHL to consider building construction and options by Native Hawaiians to build on their homestead land awards. Moreover, the HHCA under Section 208 states clearly that Native Hawaiians can rent rooms or an additional dwelling to other Hawaiians. As governor, what is your position on starter home, starter or tiny home ADUs? Will you direct DHHL to facilitate ADUs and tiny homes, or will you follow the current DHHL leadership by requiring yet more administrative rules before Native Hawaiians can place ADUs and tiny homes on their lots?
I tell you, I had 20 acres. I tried to put another residential for my grandkids on the second 10 acres. Zero. No reply from Hawaiian Homes. Restriction, and also limit my access. Malama Solomon, former senator, 3 residential on her land in Waimea. What is that about? You know what? They got to let us do what we want to do on our farmland, our ranch lands. And also, we got to support Hawaiian going in business on Hawaiian Homes land. If you can't farm that much, go into boat repair, go into auto repair on your land and make an income. But don't restrict us. Not when on the Big Island, we got Safeway, we got Walmart, all those guys using our land, and we got to bid against them on our own land. Forget it. The beneficiaries better be the say of what the department is doing. Thank you.
This is question 26. Agriculture is a powerful, important industry, especially to addressing Hawaii's reliance on offshore food. As governor, what will you do to support and grow the numbers of small local family farms and ranches?
You know what we've got to do is the Department of Education. I'm going to get those guys. When I was going to Farrington, we had vocational training, automotive. Architect, we had farming. 4-H Club was famous. The 4-H Future Farmers of America was famous in all the outlying areas, Kohala, Kau, Puna. And the DOE figure, everybody's smart, paperwork smart. But us Hawaiians, we learn more by doing. I want to tell the Department of Education, we're going back to vocational training in high school. Where the farmers going to come from if you don't train them at the high school level? You know, don't say we're going to be the fruit basket or the food basket of the state of Hawaii when we can't even train them on a lower level. Thank you.
Thank you. This is question number 6. Currently, state employees are only allowed to use payroll tax deductions to give to a single charity on Oahu focused primarily on health and human services. Are you willing to review this issue and bring fairness and choice to state employees to give to the Hawaiian Way Fund donor option that supports Native Hawaiian cultural practices?
I'm going to support anything to do with Hawaiian culture. And we're talking about what's going to... Say that question again.
Native Hawaiian cultural... Hawaiian Way Fund donor option as another charity that you can give to.
When a state worker get paid, I don't want to see the state deduct United Way funds, union dues, all the deductions. I want the state workers to get their full check, and they decide to donate whatever they want. When I was working for Puna Sugar, the supervisor on Puna Sugar was automatic that the we had to pay a percentage of our paycheck without even asking us, because the union was pretty strong then, taken out of our paycheck without saying anything. That is not right. I don't want no deduction from state employee paychecks. They do it on their own. Thank you.
This is question 10. Water is important to Native Hawaiians as it is important to everyone. The state's obligation is to protect, control, and regulate the use of these resources is enshrined in the Constitution. Water use can be hotly contested between corporate and community interests. Do you believe our current approach of freshwater resource management is working? And as governor, how would you ensure a more balanced approach to water use throughout Hawaii between corporate and community needs?
You know, when the plantation they stole the water from all the water rights that use the waters, and now we're having big subdivision owners, Ever Beach Side and all that, whatever they call them today. I call them Ever Beach, they call them Kapolei. But no more stealing of resource waters from the natural downflow, water and whatever, for the corporations. Right now, we got to take care of the Hawaiians. You don't take care of the Hawaiians, and your Hawaiians don't take care of yourself. We got zero after that. You know, we got to start supporting. I'll support the Hawaiians. And I don't want anybody taking your saline water from the natural flow away from our Hawaiian farmers.
Question 34. What are your thoughts about improving voter registration and participation? For example, would you champion an all-male ballot election system and automatic registration at the age of 18?
You know, I'm all for all-male. In Keokaha, Paneva, when the Hawaiians, we have the softball league or football league, those Hawaiians, they'd rather see their grandkids, even myself, than go out and vote. I'd rather see all the voters get mail to each one of you. That way we know you're going to vote. At least 50% chance you're going to vote, you know. And we need the Hawaiians to vote.
This is question 29. One of the purposes of the Hawaiian Homes Commission Act is to issue lands to homestead associations and individual beneficiaries, for mercantile purposes. Prior administrations have almost without restraint issued these trust lands to non-beneficiaries instead, to build malls and other business establishments. As governor, will you direct your DHHL agency to implement an aggressive mercantile lands program to homestead associations to develop opportunities for businesses owned by Hawaii residents to locate in homestead areas?
Before we put any more Longs, Walmart on Hawaiian Homes land, we got to support the Hawaiian business. The Hawaiian business have to get the opportunity and not bid against this corporation. I don't care whether the Hawaiian is not a residential Hawaiian on Hawaiian Homes land. Every Hawaiian should get the opportunity whenever we get the money available. And we have the money. We had $12 million at OHA and it's gone. Yeah, we have the money.
Final question, sir. A November 2016 report by the Hawaii Medical Education Council found that Hawaii had a physician shortage of about 500 doctors, not to mention a long list of behavioral health providers, limiting citizen access to quality health care. As governor, what strategies related to workforce development or health worker housing would you consider implementing to address the physician shortage and the overall access to care problem?
Let me start with housing. Housing, when 50% of the people in the state of Hawaii are homeless and are Hawaiians, we got to do something. When the governor go down to Waianae and tell the guys, don't worry about it, you're going to stay here, that's a big fluke. After he become whatever, I hope he don't become governor. But I tell you what, they're going to move the Hawaiians out. You need a Hawaiian governor that's sincere, and I live on Hawaiian Homes land. Right, Auntie? Smiling like a thing. Thank you for your support.
Yes, final comments?
Mahalo for your answers today. We'd like to give you the opportunity for your three-minute closing.
Can I rewind? Final?
No, 3 minutes.
I was hoping this would be true and false. So it's a question. I got a better chance true and false. I learned that in University of Hawaii. You get 50-50. Okay, let me read this now. Everybody say, oh, where's your banners? Where's your thing? I said, you know, my record on the island of Hawaii, because they made sure they squeezed me out because I was from Kalihi for the past 20-something years, my political record between filming with the television on Oahu, I'm 0-22 on the island of Hawaii. I get the best record in the state of Hawaii. Zero wins and no loss. So I told those guys that squeezed me out, I said, you ain't going to get a chance of squeezing me out this time because I'm going statewide. I get auntie and uncles on every island, you know. And nobody else, no other Kennedys that I know of live on Hawaiian Homes land. I've been there 30 years. Anyway, let me finish this out. I want to make sure you vote for Wendell Ka'ehu Aya. I got three Okinas. and I'm a beneficiary on Hawaiian Homes land. You gotta, I'm after mail in, okay? And I wanna use Robin and your organization to feed back. Because I was part of a Farmers Association. We gave Hawaiian Homes a feedback and we got zero. 30 years, zero. Okay, I'm gonna use your organization to give me update information. And I wanna make sure. I fought Hawaiian Homes for a lot of times. They use attorney general's attorneys to fight me. I had six big cases. I become governor. I want to use the attorney general to help every one of you on Hawaiian Homes land. I want an attorney from attorney general's office to be assigned to every organization in the state. And in time, help out the Native Hawaiians. Because we can't fight them. They're eating us alive. You know, we can't. I'm sick and tired of dodging the bullet already. I want to be the governor, and they're going to dodge my bullets. Thank you. Oh, one last one. Everybody's getting endorsed. I'm going to tell you. I've been endorsed by two people, an older gentleman and a younger gentleman. That's all I need. One of the gentlemen's name is God. The other gentleman is his son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thank you.